The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
How does the Holy Spirit lead believers today? Should we expect a message to be sure that we are parking in the right spot? And when it comes to marriage, so important, how do we know we have the right one? We're going to talk about this today on Grace in Focus, and friend, we are just delighted that you're joining us today. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about us at faithalone.org. We'd love for you to go there and subscribe to our daily blogs, and you'll find many other things there as well. That's faithalone.org. Now let's get on with our discussion for the day. And with that, here is Bob Wilkin along with Sam Marr.
All right, Sam, I think you have a question from Brad about Decision-Making and the Will of God, a book by Gary Friesen.
Yeah, it's kind of a multi-part question. How does the Holy Spirit lead believers? What is spiritual guidance, or is there spiritual guidance?
Okay, so I taught at Multnomah School of the Bible, now Multnomah University, back in 86, 87, and Gary Friesen was a well-established faculty member there in the theology department. So I got to know Gary during that year, and it's interesting. Steve Elkins points out that this book is basically an expansion of a chapel message that Zane Hodges gave at Dallas Seminary when Gary was a student there. Zane argued that the way that the Holy Spirit leads believers is by the Scriptures. God guides and directs believers by the Word of God. Let's say you're looking for a parking space, and you're praying for a parking space. And I've done that before. We've all probably done it before. If you're in a really crowded parking lot, you're like, Lord, please, I need to get into this building soon. Could you open something up for me? Most of us don't think there's one parking space that God has assigned for us, and if we park in the wrong space, we're sinning, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with the clothes we wear each day. We may pray about it and say, Lord, help me to pick the clothes that are going to be best for church or for work or for whatever. But we don't think, hey, if I pick the wrong sweater or the wrong coat, then somehow I'm sinning. But some people do think if God's guiding you to witness to somebody and you don't witness to them, that's sin, right? You ever heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's kind of nuts because then you're at the whim of your feelings. It's like, wow, I feel like I should witness to this person, so, you know, I better go talk to him, even if it's a situation where the person hasn't shown any interest, or maybe when I start talking to them, they say, get lost, or whatever. I'm like, wait a minute, I thought I'm supposed to talk to this person. You get weird situations where people think God is guiding them. I've heard of situations, especially in charismatic circles, where somebody comes up and says, God has told me you're supposed to marry me. Well, at that point, most of the girls don't go on God leads by feelings or by telling someone. Instead, they go, you know what, I'll pray about it.
Yeah.
You know what, I'll think about it. If they happen to love the boy, then it's like, great, yeah, really. But if they don't, then they're going to be like, no, God's not telling me the same thing. And Gary's view, I thought this was interesting. I talked to him before graduation. What happened was I was teaching at a college in East Texas, and it folded on December 31st of 85. And so for 6 months, I looked for another job. And while I was in California interviewing at one school, Multnomah called and talked to Sharon, asked for me. And Sharon engaged the guy in conversation, told him how much we would love to go there and everything else. And so we ended up, I went out for an interview, and I got hired. Well, the first 2 or 3 months were great. And then starting in around mid-September, it rained every day. I mean, every day. Sharon not only hated it, but she had that seasonally affective disorder, you know, where you get mm-hmm. depressed and you can't sleep, you can't eat. I mean, she was just a mess. For basically the rest of that year, for the next 9 months, she was like a prisoner X-ing off the days until the days were done. And when we were at graduation, we were sitting there with Gary Friesen, and we were talking, and Sharon mentioned this about how she believed God wanted me to have this job and that I needed a job and that, you know, this was my opportunity and Multnomah's a great school, and so she just had to do it. And Gary said, but you realize that's wrong, don't you? And she said, what do you mean? And he said, well, you chose to come here. You didn't have to come here, and you're leaving now, right? And she said, yeah, right. We're not going to do another year of this. And he said, but you didn't have to come at all. And she's like, you're kidding. He's like, no, you chose to come. She said, yeah, I did, because I thought that was God's will. And he said, but you know, God's will is in Scripture. If God doesn't specifically say in Scripture that Bob is to teach at Multnomah School of the Bible, then it's not sinful for him to do something else. Mm-hmm. And in fact, okay, he did it for a year, but now he's going to head Grace Evangelical Society. And he could have done that a year ago, right? He didn't have to wait until after a year at Multnomah. So his point was, you made a choice, and Sharon never got over that. And she realized that's right. So God leads us through his word. If you want to know who to marry, look in the Scriptures, because the Scriptures will tell you you should be marrying a believer, and you should be marrying a mature believer, one who is a godly believer, one who is spiritually minded. You have lots of freedom in that regard. How tall, how old, what city are they from, what state are they from, what country are they from? You got plenty of latitude. Just find a believer who's a mature, godly believer. Or some people think just find a believer, but I would strongly recommend you find a spiritually minded believer, because a carnally minded believer is a born-again person whose mindset is wrong.
The Grace Evangelical Seminary is our online seminary where you can earn an MDiv degree. Our 2025 spring semester is fast approaching, and if you're interested in beginning or continuing studies with us, contact us today to get in under the wire, so to speak. New applications and registrations are due this Friday, January 10. Some classes start January 13. Most classes start January 27. Become an approved workman. Find information you need, gesseminary.org. That's gesseminary.org.
That's a whole rabbit hole, the decision-making paralysis, where you're praying, and you keep praying and asking God to help you with this decision, and then you keep waiting for him to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there praying, and my friend texted me today about this exact topic. He said, what's a prayer I can pray for guidance from God? And I was racking my brain, like, man, there's got to be a lot of good ones. But I told him, I mean, the best prayer you can pray is one that you make. You pray to God, ask him, but realize that what you are asking for may not be what you need. So you might be asking the wrong question, but ultimately, God wrote his words down in a book that we can read. So prayer is important, but so is reading the things he's already told us.
Right.
So exactly what you were saying, we're looking for guidance in signs or whatever, if people...
Like Gideon's fleece or something.
Yeah, or someone thinks like, oh, my favorite color car drove by me today, so that's a sign from God. And I mean, that's just superstition. Why don't we treat the Bible like that? We read the Bible and say, man, this makes a lot of sense. This is some good advice.
I can give you an example. When I graduated from Dallas Seminary, I was looking to pastor while I was in the doctoral program. And one of the churches I candidated at was a church in southern Oklahoma called Christ Community Church, CCC. Well, I had left the staff of CCC, Campus Crusade for Christ, 4 years before to go to Dallas Seminary. And it crossed my mind, you know, some people might think, CCC, this is a sign I should take this church. Well, Sharon and I didn't think that way. We thought, you know, from here to Dallas Seminary is about a 3-hour drive one way, and I'm going to have to come to Dallas Seminary at least 2 days a week, maybe 4 days a week. And driving 6 hours each day doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't go there. But you could see how someone would say, oh, the letters line up. You know, Sharon's last name was Dallas. Well, we ended up going to Dallas Seminary, and we ended up living in Dallas. Oh, was that a sign? Mm-hmm. No, it was just coinky-dinky. And, you know, I don't think you can say, well, the person has the same name as my mom that I'm thinking of dating or whatever. No, God guides us through his word, and it's true his word doesn't give us all the details. So, you know, we have to make a lot of decisions in life, and I like to say, The choice is not between only the good or the bad. It's between the good, the better, and the best.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I'm committed. I'm not going to be a hitman. I'm not going to be a prostitute or a pimp. I'm not going to be, you know, a thief. I'm not going to be an alcoholic, you know, someone who's dealing drugs. Okay, those are the bad. I'm going to leave those aside. But is it better if I head Grace Evangelical Society, or if I'm a medical doctor, or if I'm a lawyer, or if I'm an architect, or what about if I'm a landscaper? All of those things are in bounds. All of those things are things I could do. And the question is, in which of these am I going to be most suited based on the giftedness that God has given me? Which am I best going to be able to serve Christ? And for many people, it's not full-time Christian ministry. It's being a doctor. It's being an architect. It's being a landscaper. It's being a clerk. It's whatever. You don't have, if everybody was a pastor or if everybody was in parachurch ministry, well, then nobody would be supporting it. Mm-hmm. And we'd all be tent making, right? We'd all be part-time working at Walmart and part-time in Christian ministry. So the key to Brad's question is, God leads us by his word. Now, does God give us ideas? Yeah, like your friend, you can pray for wisdom, James chapter 1. Now, that's talking about wisdom in trials, mm-hmm. but I think it applies more generally, and you can see it in Proverbs, too. With an abundance of counselors, for example, there's wisdom. So not only can you pray about it and ask God to give me wisdom, but you can also seek out advice, right?
Yeah, and that's what I would say is, yes, the Holy Spirit does lead his children. There is supernatural guidance, and that comes from abiding in God's word, being knowledgeable in God's word. Because if you don't know what it says, then you're not going to be able to abide in it. But if you read God's word, you know it, you abide in it, then you are being led by the Spirit because you're living your life how the Bible how God tells you to do it.
Yeah.
So that's the best way to be led by the Spirit, I would say.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't go looking for some kind of special message on what job to take, who to marry, you know, what parking space to take. It's all about God has given us some inbounds and some out-of-bounds areas. And as long as we're inbounds, then just pray about it and find the one that you believe you can most glorify Christ with this house, with this car, with this job, with this spouse, whatever. Well, thanks, Brad. Really good question. And we've got some articles on this at faithalone.org if you want to read more about it. And in the meantime, Sam, let's keep grace
in focus.
Amen.
We invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. On our next episode, what are the 10 most misunderstood passages in the Bible? Please join us for that. In the meantime, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.